Well, we had 1,307 people sign up to testify against the bill and 32 to support the bill. That doesn't count, of course, the expert panels, which went for 4 hours. So it was a long evening. What I was so impressed with and inspired by was the dedication of these folks who, you know, a lot of times I think Governor O'Malley and some of the folks don't really, they sort of want to pretend that these people don't exist or that they're just a bunch of, you know, rednecks that want to shoot guns. The truth is we had some very, very eloquent, passionate speakers last night who talked about, gave us some really good technical points about why they use certain types of firearms and how, and not just for hunting. The governor talked about hunting, not just for hunting, but for self-defense and for just for enjoyment and target shooting. And so it was a very, I was just very impressed and inspired by it. Got a little bit tired at the end, like everybody, but it was a very interesting experience.
There were a couple of Baltimore City police officers who testified.
There were some. I think they're Baltimore County, and that they, of course, weren't speaking for their departments, of course, but they talked about one of the recurring themes we heard last night was that there were a number of criminals who were committing acts against the people that were testifying, which is why they said they needed their guns to protect themselves. And these folks that had committed these acts against them, including these police officers, had prior arrests. And in one case, this police officer said that he had a shotgun pointed at his chest, and then after a guy had tried to run him over with his car, that guy was never charged for that incident. They pleaded that out and did something else. And so our point to the governor is, and to the, you know, to everyone, is we need to be prosecuting gun crimes to the fullest extent of the law, and be locking and real punishments for people who commit crimes with guns, rather than, you know, tarring and feathering people who are, you know, law abiding citizens who simply want to just practice their Second Amendment rights and defend their families or go hunting or target shooting or collect guns or all of the above.
What impact do you think this will have on the overall debate and the vote on the bill? I mean, will this change some minds? You know the balance of power in Annapolis as well as anybody, probably better than I do. You know, it's overwhelmingly Democratic. Overwhelmingly those Democrats, although there are Democrats who oppose it, overwhelmingly the Democratic caucus supports this bill. Is this going to change some minds?
Well, I hope it does. I do think that it changed some minds, at least relative to a lot of the provisions of the bill, or at least opened some, let's say this, it opened some minds to the idea that, while yes, I think it's difficult to say we can defeat the bill outright, although I'm certainly going to work towards that, and we are, and there are a number of Democrats that are with my party, the Republican Party, on stopping this bill. But I think what last night did was at least give a lot of folks who otherwise support the bill an understanding of we really need to make some changes. The bill is very – clearly the bill was written by people who don't use firearms and don't like firearms. And while obviously it's your right not to like a firearm, if you're going to write a bill to affect everybody who owns them, it would be wise to bring those people in on it. And there was no attempt made to do that. So my hope is that what will change is that we will at least be able to – work on the bill very closely and make some changes.
Any indication when there might be a vote? Is the chairman, your chairman Hammond or Chairman Valero, giving any indication of when you might be voting on this?
No, I think we have a lot of work to do on the bills. I do think it'll be next week. I don't know exactly when. I think there's a lot of amendments that need to be looked at very closely, and so I don't know for sure. I would expect next week, though, in the committee and then probably on the floor next week as well.